Trunk. Fuck off. Fuck off. Christ. Oh. Fuck. Right. Bear wrenched his body up and yawned a yawn that only a creature who had spent the day dreaming of the sweetest forests and glowing cabins could yawn. Contenting that he had slept a very wonderful day's sleep. But then, as consciousness started to reevaluate the activities and memories of the day before, oh, did his gluttonous furry stomach sink. He rolled over onto his back and stared up into the darkness above him. Trash prodded and poked him from under his broad shoulders. The stench of cigarette ash and decaying leftover foods invaded his black, wet nostrils. She'd left him. She'd fucking left him. Unfucking believable. He pushed his claws up into the polyethylene lid above him and raised it up a little, allowing moonlight to pervade the industrial-sized bin he'd somehow ended up in. Awkwardly climbing out, his head spinning a little, he heard the sounds of hooting owls and other nocturnal birds seeming to be twittering. "You're a twit, you!" As he floundered to reach his foot to the ground, his leg became unattached at the hip and caused him to fall to the ground with an almighty crash. All the bug-eyed creatures peeking from behind the trees rushed back into the shadows as the body lay there, didn't move. One of the night bugs looked over at another and the other shrugged. The torso of Bear eventually shifted slightly, then a little more, and a small wizened little head emerged. Dark, untrustworthy little eyes and a bedraggled grey beard. A dwarf, no doubt, but not the kind of dwarf you would expect from reading Lord of the Rings. This was a different kind of dwarf. This was a dwarf with problems. He sat there, grimacing. Slowly, he stood up and stumbled out of Bear's body, and as part of the fur-lined pelt fell to the grass, it was possible to perceive the metal rods and the small seat he had been sitting on as he had mechanically controlled the voluminous beast. A few steps forward, Bear reached out with his paw to Dwarf, and Dwarf looked back with fiery eyes. "I was your only friend," Bear croaked. Dwarf seemed to acknowledge this somewhat, but as he stepped back, his foot caught in a branch, and he fell backwards into the debris of the forest floor. As he lay there, Dwarf's skin on his face stretched, Dwarf's eyes bulged, Dwarf's arms undulated, and it was kind of like that scene in Gremlins where Spike is in the water fountain. All his skin melted and became distorted as something was growing up and out from inside him. The night beasts watching from the trees began to glow and hold on to the bark of the trees for safety. Even the owls were glowing. Up and out of Dwarf emerged a huge lizard-like creature. This one had no beard or body hair at all, actually. Just slick, shimmering green skin and scales. His eyes were all red, and you could see the silhouette of a tiny naked man dancing around in front of a bonfire inside, if you looked close enough.